A group of Bristol Bay commercial fishermen and Alaska natives are in London to let Anglo-American corporate leaders know about their concerns over the Pebble Mine proposal near Iliamna. Today, the delegation met with Anglo-American CEO Cynthia Carroll. Bobby Andrews is a board member of Nunumta Aluxtai, an Alaska Native conservation organization comprised of 8 village corporations. Andrews says he felt that Carroll and other Anglo-American corporate leaders listened closely to his comments, but he says he still feels they will push ahead with their plans. He said he was most encouraged after the group showed the film Red Gold to London citizens. The documentary highlights the salmon resource in Bristol Bay. Andrews says people wanted to know how to get involved.
I'm confident they're going to be looking at AK2UK to get more information, as well as getting in contact with their conservation groups in London in order to figure out what they can do to help.
Tom Tilden is the chief of the Churyung Tribal Council. He says he is totally against the mine because of the location and hydrology of the area. He believes there is no safe way to develop the mine and protect the waters that flow into Bristol Bay. Tilden says Anglo-American executives said once they have a firm set of plans, they would take 6 months to bring it to the residents of the Bristol Bay region.
And come and meet with all the villages and I'd say, okay, this is our plan. Go ahead and give us your comments on this first.
But Tilden says their words were not comforting to him.
I think I know as a board member when I've been pacified, and that's kind of what I felt.
Tilden says he was most impressed after a tour of Tiffany's Jewelers and the commitment of Tiffany's president that they would not buy gold from the Pebble Mine if it's developed.
Yeah. This can cost you millions, or it can benefit you, but there's that risk there. But they were willing and they were happy to do it. And I was very, very impressed by that, by Tiffany's move.
Tomorrow, the group will bring their opposition message to Anglo-American shareholders during their annual meeting in London.